we had done a number of analyses associated with that, especially in the second one on sport. So again, there's so many different definitions of deliberate practice out there. So is it teacher designed? Is it practice alone? Is there feedback? And, you know, for example, only looking at teacher designed practice, I think this replication study was the first to do that. I don't think any study by Erickson on deliberate practice has only operationally defined deliberate practice as teacher designed. And so it's interesting that then that's the comments that we get of, well, you didn't find it because you're not actually looking at deliberate practice, even when we operationalize it the same way as proponents of deliberate practice. You know, we've also looked at it like, okay, well, fine, you know, using this criteria, how much does it change? And usually it doesn't change at all. So that was a bit of the points that we were also making with Miller et al., because they were saying that the study shouldn't be considered deliberate practice. But then they said a number of things that kind of didn't quite make sense. So we were following up on that as well. And there's some things that it's easy to confuse level of analysis, right? So as I was saying in the beginning, confusing intra-individual change with inter-individual differences. When you start conflating those terms, then it confuses everybody, and then you can make different claims. So we're also sort of trying to clarify things like that.